You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Don't forget, today is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. You can register the day of the election on November 5th, but you'll have to bring some documentation with you. Make sure you know what you need to bring. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. And by the way, vote no on the constitutional amendment. Just that, my opinion.
Now you're telling them. It's
just
like,
my opinion.
You shall vote no.
That's all I'm saying. All right. It is 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at JaneSays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. This was shared with me by one of my followers on Twitter. Headline reads, woman calls police after home is surrounded by 100 raccoons. A woman from Poulsbo, Washington, says she began feeding local raccoons 35 years ago.
Mistake number one.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That was not a good call. NBC News says the woman, who is unnamed, was forced to call the police after her yard was swarmed with 100 raccoons and she felt like she couldn't safely leave her house.
Wow. I mean...
you never want to feed bears, raccoons.
I won't even give my dog my leftovers. I'm not feeding disgusting, opposable thumb-having trash pandas.
She had been feeding local raccoons for 35 years, had never had any issues until recently. The local county sheriff said somehow the word got out in raccoon land, and they all showed up to her house expecting a meal. On October 3rd, she called 911 after the raccoons prevented her from getting into her own house. Police were shocked by the sight. Spokesperson says they'd never seen that many raccoons in one place. Nobody ever remembers being surrounded by a swarm of raccoons. This was a first.
And what'd they do?
And folks, it should be a last.
Yeah.
My guess is they probably had to call every trapper in the area.
They have to relocate them.
Yeah.
They have to relocate them. She said,
a caravan of raccoons.
A caravan of raccoons.
Coming to your town to take your jobs.
Send that to Eric Hovde. He can work that into his routine.
I don't know if you guys know this.
I thought for sure it was going to be a Florida woman.
See, oh, that's a good point. No, they're more likely to be surrounded by pythons or something.
Yeah.
Reports,
but it's always the weird stories there.
Reports say the woman has been quoted prices as high as $500 per raccoon to trap them and relocate them. They have been in touch with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife to try and find a solution to the problem.
Just move.
Just sell your house.
It's going to cost
too late.
It'll cost you less. $500 per 100 raccoon. That's $500,000. Right?
They're all going to just...
Is that $50,000? I don't know.
You're asking me to math in real time? You know what I do for a living?
Carry the one. So I wonder if it's something about Washington State raccoons, because when I lived in Washington, my neighbor told me this crazy story about when she was pregnant. She was walking on the driveway and for some reason a raccoon attacked her. And she had to go to OB triage and say... I'm pregnant and I got attacked by a raccoon. I just thought I should come in and make sure everything's okay. And I was like, man, I thought I entered it all.
Oh my God.
I mean, everything was fine, by the way.
Well, that's so good. Fine.
But, you know, maybe there's something about the Washington raccoons that, you know.
They're tough.
Super feisty.
They're tough out there.
It's what happens when you're that far up north in America. You're like Seattle's all cool and everything, man. But when you get outside Seattle, it gets real weird. It gets real weird.
Real weird.
Like, was that raccoon holding a shotgun and had some really terse things to say about immigrants? I think so.
I think it was.
I guess the point of this is, I understand the temptation to want to take care of animals. And certainly, I know people get into this situation with cats. And you're trying to do a good thing by feeding the feral cats in your neighborhood. If you're going to do that, then work with a humane society so you can trap them and get them fixed and then release them back. Don't start feeding these animal populations because they're going to continue to increase that population.
In 1 year's time, lady in Washington tries to trap raccoons and get them released back into the wild because of us. Because of your advice, Jane.
Again, I completely get the urge to take care of wildlife and nature. But in an instance like this, you train some of these animals. I'm going to get a meal here. This is why we have issues with bears sometimes, because they know where to find food and they get cranky when dinner's not ready.
Yeah. So?
This is today's Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
No, it should not.
Nope.
It should not be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. At Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Leave it on our Twitter page. Leave it on my Twitter page. Yeah. Whatever works for you. And it can be anything. It can be from politics. It can be from fashion. Doesn't matter. Dr. Hanks, we will see you next week. Good to see you. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it right here on the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.